You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Retro Quiz Show with myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, and we bring you some more jovial fun and frolics. I think I can say frolics in the video. I think so.
Rhymes with.
Yeah, frolics is okay, isn't it?
Rhymes with.
It does. Well, yeah. I'm dyslexic, so I think it's the same thing. And this week we're coming from the city of Leeds. Oh. Now, Leeds has over 20 public and private golf courses and considered to be the paradise for golfers. It's also, coincidentally, the bored housewife's capital of the world. It is also home to the Royal Armouries Museum, which displays ancient hardware. To handle such ancient artifacts requires specialised training. Fortunately for us, we have sufficient experience by handling Jen.
I've never handled Jen.
You should.
Well, it's your first time on the show.
It's the first time.
It is said that Pudsey Bear, the yellow bear with the eye patch, was created in Leeds. However, the true story is that he was created in Liverpool, but he moved after someone stole one of his eyes.
Stereotype.
Yeah.
That took me a second to work out.
Yeah, well, it's okay. When you have to work out the jokes, it's that much more funny. Keith Lemon, Mel B and the Kaiser Chiefs aren't the only famous names to come from Leeds. Ernie Wise, one half of Morecambe and Wise, was from Bramley. And the Emmy award-winning actor Peter O'Toole grew up in Hunslet. More recently, celebrity chef Lothario Marco Pierre White was raised in Alwoody, as well as disgraced celebrity Jimmy Savile was born and lived here. The people of Leeds were shocked by his way with the ladies and general creepiness, but I have to say his food and his restaurants are lovely.
He fixed it right up for them, didn't he?
Stick a jelly tot in your mouth and you'll be transported right back to our childhood. But did you know that jelly tots, or tots as they were known, were invented by a lad in Hornsforth? Brian Boffey was experimenting with different ways to produce powdered jelly. Instead, he made sweets which were adorned since 1965. His discovery led him to help NASA create freeze-dried food for the Apollo space missions. Stick a tot in your mouth these days and you'll get arrested.
Boy.
Lee's Children's Day was just a fun day for the family where all family members would gather for a get-together and celebrate each other's existence. However, during the 1950s, attendance dwindled and was finally stopped in 1963. This was due to the lack of family members coming to the events, even though a man would introduce his first cousin, sister and wife and be quite shocked when they were just referring to one woman.
Shocking.
We'll explain that to you later, Tamika. When a man and a woman love each other very much. Never mind. Okay. Maypoles may not play a massive role in society today, but there is one standing tall in Leeds and can be found in the picturesque village of Barwick in Elmet. It stands a massive 86 foot and was a source of envy for rival villages. Dave Gibbons, a local of Aberford, even tried to steal it once, but someone saw it sticking out of his jumper. Talking of people going around in circles, wasting each other's time, let's meet the team.
He has a bald head that is basically a solar panel. It's Joe! so old, we are getting her valued on the Antique Roadshow. It's Jenny. He's Northern, but we don't discriminate. It's Simon. She doesn't understand what is going on, but she's here anyway. It's Tanika.
So Jen is our regular team captain. Before we started recording, she was saying that back in her day, she could walk into a shop with 10 shillings and walk out with a loaf of bread, a dozen eggs, and even butter. But sadly, these days, there's too many cameras. Simon is new to the quiz show. He is from the north, but we won't hold that against him. We accept anyone, even with a disadvantaged background. He is also here to break the mold of the stereotype of northern people. Hang on. Hang on 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen my wallets?
I've got it.
Joe is our wonderful regular team captain. Not only does he have a keen eye for this game, but it also keeps him off the streets for a few hours. So fathers listening, there's no need to lock up your daughters. Tamika is new to the quiz and fresh out of the box. She says she has an IQ of over 100, though I don't believe her. For one, she doesn't know how to spell IQ. And two, she can't count to 100. There's no excuses of being able to count, Tamika, as I proved in my previous 7 points. 3 points, 2 points. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's play some games. Our first game is Kazuki. This is a game a lot like the Japanese classic karaoke. However, there is a subtle difference. In this version, the contestants won't be singing, but humming the tune using a kazoo. For all of you unfamiliar of how to use a kazoo, I shall explain. You place it in your mouth and you make a humming sound that reverberates down the kazoo, filters through its hole. Now, that's the instructions and also part of Jen's Tinder profile description. Either way, let's play. So, first of all...
I'm just testing.
Just testing the kazoo to make sure that it works.
Yes.
The mechanical kazoo that it is.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not me, it's the kazoo.
But you could be making that noise. I don't know. You come that close. I mean...
Start looking at my card.
I'm not looking at your card.
Right. Okay, we're going to start with Jenny Wenny. So, Jenny Wenny, it's up to you to guess what song Jenny Wenny is playing on the kazoo. Take it away, Jen.
Bloody hell, this is my last
time. When the Saints go marching in.
I don't have a Scooby.
Sound like I'm mildly dying.
For those of you out there, the Samaritan's number is 0800. Has anyone got any idea?
It's a mixture of about five songs.
You know, Jen is of a certain age now. She only gets a certain amount of air each day. So, I mean, that's. I need to stop her there before she passes out.
Have we got the ventilator at the ready?
No one's going to give her the kiss of life, let's be honest.
Simon will.
Clue. Can she give us a clue?
She can give you a clue.
Give us a verbal clue.
Scottish duo.
Oh, oh.
I would walk.
Yeah, 500 miles.
500 miles, well done.
Yeah. Oh, I would walk five. Yeah. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, but only in tune.
I couldn't have got that in 100 miles.
That's quite true. Okay, Joe.
Oh!
Oh, hang on, no, Tamika. Let's do Tamika first. Oh, so she doesn't want your germs on this.
Yeah, I don't.
I get her germs.
Budget restraints means we are actually got three kazoos amongst four people.
I have to have the germs. What's bizarre is that you seem to be keeping a beat, but it makes no sense still.
I think that was really good.
I think it was. I think it was reasonable. Mm. Absolutely.
Do it again. Let's see. Yeah.
Simon has a bewildered look on his face. It's either winged.
I thought I was.
I felt so wrong. It felt so right. I kissed a girl and I like. There we go.
Well done. Finally. Joe.
Oh, that's the only one I've ever got.
Okie dokie.
There you are.
Simon, please put us out of our misery. Or create more.
I'll be creating more.
Yeah.
I've never done one of these for a long time.
I don't have
Are you speaking the words?
Oh, no, I'm trying to give you a clue.
Speaking the words through the kazoo. Do you think it's a very small megaphone?
Any guesses?
Not a Scooby.
No Scooby.
It's letters.
The alphabet.
Very famous singer.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down.
American.
Again.
Yeah.
A legend.
Again.
AF. I can't do it.
AF.
Yep. I know what he's saying with the letters. You've got to give him some respect, really, but he's getting it right.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Respect.
Yes.
See, even Jen appreciated that. She's giving you respect. Okay, then, Joe.
I'm hopeless at playing this. Last time it was like...
Generally the retro breakfast show in general.
Okay.
Keep singing it, Jen.
I'm too young for these songs. Yeah,
that is the right song, isn't it?
No,
is it not?
No.
What the hell? How does this go then?
She's doing the top one.
You were supposed to be singing, doing Uptown Girl.
No, you said the bottom one.
No, you did. I was looking at it upside down.
Oh my god!
Is it Madonna?
It is Madonna.
It is Madonna.
Yes.
Yes.
And do you remember? Do you know the song?
She's Madonna's friend.
Material Girl?
No, it's not Material Girl. Yeah, it's not Life is a Mystery.
Yeah. What's the title?
That's just a statement there, Jen, isn't it? For yourself.
And it feels like... What is it? What's the title?
Oh, my God. You do realise there's an end to the show at some point, yeah?
I hope it's soon.
Yeah.
Can't remember the title.
It's Like a Prayer.
Oh, that's
of course.
Madonna. But you got Madonna, so I'll give you half a point for trying and another half a point for shutting up. Right. Okie dokie now. Let's play another game.
We are gonna play it backwards. It's not the right way, I know. It will sound like crazy. It's a song that you may know. Although play it backwards is not something I recommend. If you listen closely, you will get it in the end.
Okay, in the next game, you'll be playing popular songs, but in reverse.
Oh.
This is called Be Kind Rewind. So the contestants will have to guess the song title by listening to mixed up sounds of garbled noise. So like the music in the charts today, basically. Jen has the advantage in this game, as not only does she have excessive time listening to the radio, decades in fact, but coincidentally she also has a face for radio. So I'm going to play you a little soundbite. You're going to tell me exactly what the song is.
Is this open to all, by the way, or is this one team or the other? What's the crack?
It's going to be open to you and Tamika first.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, God, may help us all.
Babyliss.
What on earth is that? Babyliss?
She was trying to lip read me because Jen and I have got it.
Okay.
No. That's not our team entry. It's not just the name of a cosmetic.
Do you want to play it?
I think it's Staying Alive.
Because it had a at the end. Babyliss? What are you talking about?
This is the same as Simon was saying.
Why would Simon say Babyliss?
You say Staying Alive. What do you guys say?
Well, we think it's a Bee Gees song, but can you do it again?
Oh, they don't know. They're just trying to
feel. No, we know it's Bee Gees.
Okay, Bee Gees. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Of course, the older generation would get it.
Okay.
Why have you teamed us up as
two? So what do you say? You say
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive, and you say
Staying
Alive. Let's see what it was.
Night Fever.
Oh.
You can't change now.
Change it now.
Oh.
I should have gone with, yeah.
It is Night Fever.
Do we get half a point for the correct band at least being in the ballpark and it not being Babyliss?
Yeah, no. Okay. Jenny Wenny and Simon. Here we go. Would you like it again?
Joe's got it.
I think I have.
No.
I'm not getting that.
The elders don't get it.
Okay, I'll hand it over to Joe.
I think it smells like Teen Spirit by Nirvana.
That's why we're not getting it.
Oh, I think the same as Joe.
You think the same as Joe?
It is for the early... I was barely born when it came out.
It actually is Bon Jovi Living
on Prayer. Should
have got
that. And for those,
I don't have a clue what or who that is.
Those of you...
Have you never heard of Bon Jovi?
No. Nope.
You heard of Bon Jovi?
Why am I paired with this
creature? Have you heard of Bongella? No, that's okay.
I've heard of Bongella, just not... The other person.
It's the same person. He does the cream and he does that.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. It's actually
it's
antiseptic, isn't it? It's not actually cream.
No, antiseptic is just his mother's sister.
Oh, right, okay.
She's a fortune teller too.
Really?
Yeah. Septic peg.
Yes. Septic peg.
Learn something every day.
Let's, for you at home, I'll play it in the right way.
Yes.
You must have heard of that one.
It's not in my music vocabulary.
This is just ubiquitous across the world.
It's not in my music
vocabulary. Just a small aside there, I saw them do that live. Can you remember the...
No, we don't remember.
Is this just now bragging now? Is it? Is this, I saw them.
We are too young to remember anything you have seen, Simon.
Remember the tube? Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bon Jovi did the tube and I was right in the front row. It's on YouTube if you want to see.
Are you in the video?
Yeah.
Then we
are you actually?
Yeah. Back of my head.
Then we don't want to watch it.
I know.
I've
followed him home. I know that back of the head very well. Right. On to whose go is it now? I've forgotten. I'm losing the
back to
the, oh, back to
us youths, delinquents.
Good
of
job
the
we
day.
Got someone who's paying attention.
Mm. Back to the kids.
Mm. Okay, here we go.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I feel like I'm on acid.
That's been. Sound like a cat being strangled at the end.
Have you noticed that some songs have subliminal messages?
Yeah.
Listen to this one. Jenny's holes.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard that the first time.
Any idea what the song is?
This sounds like
Jenny's
a song.
Old.
This sounds like a song you would know to me.
I probably do know it.
You definitely know this song.
Oh, I feel like right. It's,
well, both of us.
Yeah, everyone around this table will know this song.
Is it an old classic song? Can you please give some hints?
Everyone around this table will know this song.
That doesn't narrow it down. And then,
from a musical.
Is it Spice Girls?
You going to go with Spice Girls?
I don't know. I mean, Tamika, what do you think? Would you think it sounds like a bunch of women going, wah! So I thought it might be the Spice Girls.
Destiny Child.
Not to be fair, that's not a bad shout. Yeah, Destiny's Child. I'm a survivor. And then they squawk.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Oh, you're getting a call.
That's a really good shout. Jen?
Is it from a musical?
You tell me.
Is it This Is Me, The Greatest Showman?
Ooh. Well, okay.
I didn't get anything, so...
Let's see if you know exactly what it is when I play it to you in the right way. Leave your comments till after music's finished, don't forget.
Oh!
Yes, it is.
I did not know this song.
So it was The Greatest Show.
This is The Greatest Show!
Still don't know what you're about.
You
only less camp than what he just
this
did.
This is
there,
the greatest show.
Okay, Jen, this is for you and Simon. Here we go.
Oh, yes!
No, we've guessed it. Oh, we've guessed it before you.
We can't hear it.
We guessed it.
Play again
without the...
Okay. Let's give him time to listen to it, yeah?
Oh, really? You don't know this? And I'm really silly and I guess this joke.
You're going to gloat about knowing this.
I'm okay, so happy.
I'm going to have to give it to Tamika then. Go on.
Ghostbusters!
She is absolutely right. Here it is.
It sounded so similar to me.
I know.
Geriatric brains just can't figure it out, can they, Tamika?
I've got another story about Ghostbusters, if you want to hear that.
Oh, yes.
Could you not tell since it said the blah, blah, blah?
Okay.
That's what I knew.
The what?
I don't know why it said
that. As you two got the last one, I'm going to hand this one over to you two.
Make sure he's
this
good.
This is a song that probably the younger generation won't appreciate.
Is it the Pogues?
Yeah,
it's
the
Pogues.
It's
the Fairy Tale of New York.
What do you say it is?
I knew that.
Fairy Tale of New York, Pogues.
Ooh.
No.
I mean, it is. No, it is Fairy Tale because I've been played that non-stop every year of my life by my mother.
But not the
Pogues. Sesame.
McCall and...
The man from the Pogues with no teeth.
The one that got hit by a speedboat.
Yeah, well, killed by a speedboat.
Killed by a speedboat, yeah.
Well, that's it, Fairy Tale of New York, isn't it? Huh?
It is Fairy Tale New York, yes, well done. And then final one then to open to anyone.
Mm.
Here we go.
I know that one.
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger, the Survivor.
I'm a survivor.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The life
eyes in up.
You sound like you've been constricted by a boa.
I know the song.
It is Eye of the Tiger, and here it is with the right lyrics.
Lovely.
Oh,
I knew it was that.
Excellent. So I think it's
done better than I thought I was gonna. Actually,
you were so happy by going. First.
I really was. I couldn't believe I guessed that.
Well done, teams. Okay, let's play another game.
I like to eat some sausages. I eat them every day. Little ones and big ones, I put them all away. Let's play with sausages, it could be a lot of fun. Sausages can be naughty, so please don't tell your mum. Sausages.
So, sausages is next. Mm-hmm. In this game, contestants will have to name a famous film or song or even a phrase, and they'll have to swap one word out when replace it with sausage or sausages. Giving a much hilarity to the new title, I hope. Simon, on his application to be on this show, has told me he's a big fan of sausages, so this is right up his street.
So can you just swap...
Hang on, sorry. I misread this. Simon is a big fan of sausage, so this will be right up his alley. Okay, fair enough.
So can I change any word in the film with the word sausage?
Yes, that's correct. That's okay. I can repeat the rules to you one more time if you want me to, but yeah, that's the rules. This week, the theme is children's films. And if this doesn't take us off air, I don't know what will. Okay, so let's start with you, Joe, because you always come out with the most shocking things.
No, but I always ease into it. I always try and ease into it. So I thought I'd start with
Alvin and the Sausages.
Alvin and the Sausages. Mm. Okay. Tamika.
You're
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of which one I want to use.
Just pick any. We'll go through all of
pick
them.
Pick anyone.
The Sausage, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
The Sausage, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Very good.
Kinky.
Jenny Winnie.
Sausage with a Chance of Meatballs.
That's a good one.
Oh, Jenny. There's actually a correlation there, isn't there? Okay, Simon?
Three Men and a Little Sausage.
You've just gone in for the kill straight away.
Which is also the autobiography title of Simon's new book, available in bookstores as of Saturday.
At a very reasonable price.
It is. Okay, on to you, Joe.
Thomas the Sausage Engine.
That's a name I've often wanted to be called. Tamika.
Four Sausages and It.
Four Sausages and It.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenny Winnie.
The Sausage Who Would Be King.
Sausage Who Would Be King. Simon.
How to Train Your Sausage.
You've actually got a good one.
He saw this through extensively.
Wow. He's thought way too much about this. Okay, Joe.
Sausage the Sheep.
Well, that would have been good for our Welsh show.
I was going to say. Are we going to Wales? You are a man from Wales, of course.
Wales in a couple of weeks. So,
sausage
yeah.
the Sheep.
Sausage the Sheep. Tamika.
The Never-Ending Sausage.
Tamika, can you just stick to the game and not make statements, please? Yes. Jen?
Sausage, Bang Bang.
Utter filth.
You wouldn't expect it from someone that small, would you, really? Or that old. Jen only sees the world in black and white, you know? Literally, just black and white.
It's true.
Okay, Simon?
The Last Sausage Bender.
That is inspired, I have to say.
Oh, man, that's... Yeah, wow. Okay, well, one more round. Okay, Joe?
Oh, God, I don't know how to follow that. I was going to say, My Little Sausage, Friendship is Magic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a bumper sticker you should have when you're driving.
When you're driving in Arizona and you have three teeth.
maybe so. Okay, Tamika.
The Sausage Before Christmas.
Oh, we all want a little sausage before Christmas.
Is that your last Christmas, Tamika?
Pigs in blankets, though.
Yeah. Swallows and Sausages.
Ooh!
How kinky you are, aren't you, Jen?
You're an absolute minx tonight.
She's a dirty little girl, isn't she? She's the dirty little minx. Simon, finish it off for us.
There we go.
Finish it off.
Angry Sausages.
What's up?
The Angry Sausages.
The Angry Sausages. Well done, team. Some amazing... You should all get out more. That's just some complete filth there. That was Sausages. It's now time to return to our popular game, Buster Rhymes. Now, Buster is a huge fan of the show and kindly allows us to use his name to promote our game. As a close personal friend of mine, listeners might like to know that in his spare time, he's an avid animal lover and likes nothing more than feeding his adorable kittens to his pet lion, Leo. In this game, contestants will have to find out the rhyme given to them from the clues. For instance, it could be Hulk Hogan lookalike whose parents are brother and sister. Then that would be Joe has extra toes.
Yes, yes.
You got that? Mm. Yeah, or maybe Northerner who has light fingers. And that would be Simon is a Robin bastard. Either way...
Good Lord!
Either way, let's play.
Is that why you said the premise about swearing before we started recording?
I wrote that last night. I thought, should I? Well, I may as well. Okay, so we're going to just go wrong. Go wrong. We've already gone wrong. To yourself first, Joe. Ping pong loving character played by Tom Hanks in a track and field contest to see who can leap the furthest or farthest.
Forrest Gump does the long jump, triple jump, long jump, long either jump, or.
It is
either
Forrest
or.
Gump does a long jump. Okay, Tamika, gunpowder enthusiast that we remember every November enjoys going for a stroll.
So, I'm confused.
So remember, they've got a rhyme. So who's the gunpowder enthusiast?
I don't know.
From November.
Who'd you burn on the bonfire at?
Jesus.
Jesus?
What pagan rituals are you into?
I'm not sure what version of the Bible you actually read.
Wait, no, Jesus. Ask again. What, fire?
No, I'm more interested in this Jesus.
No, I didn't mean to say Jesus. Right. I believe in God to ignore my gods. I was on about, I meant to say.
Did you just ask God to ignore you?
Yes, ignore me.
I'm sorry, God, I burnt Jesus.
I meant fire.
What? What's that? Who's the person?
The person we burn on Guy Fawkes night?
Guy Fawkes.
Well done. Right, so Guy Fawkes and something that rhymes with that. So every November enjoys going out for a stroll. So Guy Fawkes...
likes to roll.
Not roll.
Run.
Not run.
What's the slower version
what
of
rhymes,
running?
What rhymes with Fawkes?
And you, it's a...
Storks.
No, Guy Fawkes. Okay. Guy Fawkes does not like to stalk.
I'm confused. I don't like
what's,
this game.
What's a slower version of running?
Walking.
So, Guy Fawkes...
likes to walk.
Well done, yes. Oh, eventually we got there. I'm sorry if anyone fell asleep during that.
Are you okay?
No. Okay, Jen. Pop group from the 90s that sang Don't Stop Moving have passed away and gone to a better place.
Heaven.
she didn't know her own answers, but now she's answering yours.
Don't stop moving.
Yeah. Sang that. Don't stop moving to the funky, funky beats.
Don't know who.
Oh, it's Beeper. S Club 7.
S Club 7.
Oh, now Jenny Wenny knows.
I'm too old.
Okay.
Don't use that Simon. Excuse, Jenny Wenny.
Godfather of Soul. Or also, who always feeling good is wearing a costume that with massive shoes and a bright red nose.
What? He's a clown.
Did you realise it's Simon's question?
I'm trying to think of the Godfather of Souls. The guy that does the scream.
Get on up.
Well, I know. I can see him. He's got that
tall. Get on the scene.
Cuban Heels. What's his name again?
It's not
Cuban. Sex Machine.
It's not Cuban Heels. No, it's a good name.
That's what he wears, though. What's his name?
He's got a very colourful name.
He has.
Rainbow.
Rainbow?
You said he's got a very colourful name.
Yeah. Who's called Rainbow?
You never know.
There probably is.
James Brown.
James Brown.
James Brown dresses
oh,
as
Simon,
a
don't
clown.
Act like you knew that one.
Okay, Joe, a spaceman is feeling very worried and upset.
I'm just thinking of Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, upset.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a fictional or a non-fictional spaceman?
No, it's a spaceman.
Useful. Yuri Gagarin is... I don't know. Having feelings. Do you know this, Jen?
I think so.
Go on, Jen.
Astronaut is distraught.
Well done.
Oh, astronaut is distraught.
What's your name
for
an
astronaut?
Okay, this is for anyone now, okay? National Talika Tamika, she goes, I haven't got a clue. National bird of the USA is wearing a crown and sitting on a throne.
Golden eagle.
A swan?
That's all I've got.
Golden eagle, being regal.
Isn't the swan the queen's pet?
Is it golden eagle?
We're not talking about
the queen. Yeah, we're not talking about queen. The queen.
But you're right.
The national bird of the USA is not a swan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Eagle being regal.
That's it, a bald eagle.
Oh, she knows this game. She's
not even a golden eagle.
Okay, this is open to anyone. The famous chalky chiff... Chiff?
The chip.
Chalky shit.
Jen, you shouldn't have given me that alcohol before we started. The famous chalky cliff face that overlooks France drank a bit too much booze last night.
White Cliffs of Dover is hungover.
Well done indeed, yes.
These are too good at this.
A very happy oyster-like creature is using an app on his phone to figure out the name of a song on the radio.
Clam uses Shazam.
Wow, he's on fire. Okay, Miss Piggy's Muppet boyfriend is trying to get fit by running around the park.
Kermit
does park run.
No.
Kermit the Hermit.
No.
Kermit
the Frog going for a jog.
Kermit the Frog going for a jog, okay. Well, our last couple of these then before we go on to our final game. It says, the abominable snowman is sitting down enjoying a plate of long, thin strands of pasta.
Yeti eats spaghetti!
Yeti!
It's an abominable snowman.
Oh, God.
Yeti, big white hairy thing in the Himalayas.
Well, okay. What colour would it be?
Hadn't even heard.
I'm trying to find one.
Yeti wolf.
I'm trying to find one that Tamika can answer on her own.
Thank God. Please.
Just remember Adrian, Santa and Fanta. That took about an hour.
That took an hour. We actually had to tell him what it was and he still didn't get it.
That was hysterical.
Okay. Okay. Gosh, you're so young.
Right. I'm so young and...
Okay. Shakespeare, star-crossed lovers... are enjoying a long loaf of French bread.
Come on, Tamika. You must have done this at school. I know you've only been to primary school, but you must have done
this. I don't know. French toast could be something that rhymes with it. Shakespeare, I'm not too sure about Shakespeare because he was there before my time.
Yeah, between all
the rest of us,
all of our time except for Jen's. But who is the star-crossed lovers?
I don't have a clue.
It's two famous people. The famous story about two people who love each other very much.
Adam and Eve.
Not written by Shakespeare.
I don't think Adam and Eve was written by Shakespeare.
I don't know about the two famous people that love each other so much.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet, yes, that's it.
Are eating a...
What's a long French bread?
Called.
Long and thin.
You leave that out of it.
A pancake.
What? No. It's got a rhyme.
I'm just here for the banter.
Not the baguettes.
Not
the baguettes.
Romeo and Juliet. Baguettes.
Are you on the same plane of reality?
No.
Okay, let's end that game there. Okay.
Thank God.
Yes or no, yes or no.
Yes, 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 no. Yes, no.
Yes or no, yes or no.
Yeah. What's a papa? What's a pixie key?
Yes or no, yes or no.
Yes, you can't say.
say yes or no.
Our final game is a simple game of yes or no. Contestants will be taunted by myself to say yes or no. If they do say yes or no, they'll be out of the game. This game is particularly difficult for Jen, as she says yes to everyone.
JK.
Right, okay. Let's see if we can do this. First of all, with Simon, because I've tried to start with Joe all the time. So, do you think it's better to be tall or short?
Tall.
Why do you say that?
Because you can see more up there if you're taller.
Okay, I'm talking about being really, really tall. Would that be good?
Quite nice.
Okay, have you ever seen a picture of the tallest man in the world?
I have.
And how tall are you?
5'11".
5'11". Okay, and how tall would you like to be?
6'2".
6'2", really?
That's correct.
He's good at this, isn't he?
Really good at this.
I'm older than you, though, aren't I? Am I older than you?
I don't think you are.
You're older than everybody.
Ruth.
What year was you born in?
I'm not telling you that.
You're not telling me that?
I am not.
Why are you not telling me that?
I don't want to.
You don't trust me?
Not really.
No? Okay. Are you going to say yes or no for me?
I certainly won't.
All right, then. Okay. Okay, let's move on to Jen, then.
Simon's defeated it.
That was good, Simon. It was very good.
One thing.
Oh, your sausages are very good.
Thank you. I've heard that
before. Have you been told that often?
Many times.
Okay, Jen, are you ready?
I am.
Excellent. Right. Jen, do you consider yourself to be old?
I'm not old.
Do you consider yourself to be old?
I don't.
Do you dream when you're asleep?
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
How often do you dream?
Three times a week?
Three times a week? Is that all you can think of? Is three times a week?
It is.
Well, okay, so what kind of things do you dream of?
Food.
Are you a big food person?
I am.
What's your favourite food?
Steak.
Do you have chips with your steak?
I don't.
Do you have potatoes with your steak?
I don't.
Do you have peas with your steak?
I don't.
Do you just have meat?
And salad.
Salad and meat?
That's correct.
Oh, very good. Okay, Tamika.
This is going to be so fun.
Tamika, you ready?
Of course.
Excellent. So, Tamika, tell me about your morning. How's your morning been?
Great, thanks.
It's been great. What have you been doing today?
Going on a walk.
Nothing else?
Not much.
No? Do you go to work today?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. What's your favourite television programme?
Love Island.
Love Island. Do you watch any other TV programmes or is it just that?
Sometimes I watch other programmes.
What kind of programmes do you watch?
Just depends what's on.
Depends what's on. Does it?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, fair enough. And what, how often do you go to the toilet?
Quite a lot.
Yeah. Is it okay? No problems.
No problems.
No problems.
That was.
You said it was yes or no.
You said no problems.
I thought you were just not allowed to say it by itself. I want another turn. Oh, another turn. That wasn't fair. Come on, next one. We're going again.
Right. Joe, it's your turn now.
That is not fair.
Why is
she's going to kick off.
I did not know that the rules of that game was you can't say no or yes in a sentence. I just thought you couldn't say it by itself. Okay. I want to go again.
You can't say it at any.
Do you want to go again?
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
It's off. I've had enough of these games.
Okay, Joe. All right. You good to go?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Right. Joe, tell me about your sexual problems.
There are too many to count.
How many is that to count?
A lot.
Would you say more than five?
I would.
Less than 10?
I wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't say less than 10?
Why not?
Probably go 15.
Maybe.
Earlier on today, you were saying some derogatory things about people from the north.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and do you stick by them?
Why not?
You do?
We all do.
That's very weird.
It really is.
To make it direct, he's going to say yes or no.
No.
Tamika, you're out again.
Well, I was out anyway, weren't I?
That's three times out. Okay, well, we're going to end the game there. Okay.
Thanks.
That was remarkably hard.
It is extremely hard.
It's not that hard.
It is quite hard, except if you're Simon, who's just like dead behind the eyes. So he's got that stone cold exterior. He was just like, there was no way I was going to get you out, was there?
Hopefully not.
No. Still can't get him. Still can't get him.
Not even with a 50% off deal.
Exactly. Okay, well, look, I'm going to top up all the scores now to make sure that we do this nice and fair and above board. And look and see how the points are looking. I've played around with all your points. Do you enjoy that, Joe?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. And I can see that, according to the rules of the game, you're all disqualified for bringing a northerner to the quiz show. So there is no winners today except for anyone that's from the south, really. That's about it. So that's all we got time for. From myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, from Joe, from Tamika, from Jenny Wenny, and from Simon, it's a very goodbye, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.